Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick D. Bartolo. This is episode 112 for July 25th, 2006, JBL on time. And now, get ready for Dick! It's Tuesday, time for another Daily GizWiz, and I just, you know, I'm looking at my watch, we have a date for the show, and I just don't know what's happened to Dick, because...
Leo!
Oh, there you are!
Oh, Leo!
Did you sleep in? What happened
here? I slept in. I had to stop by the store, because I've overslept so many times, so I just bought this JBL on-time wake-up. This is a high-tech looking device. I don't know how to describe it. Picture.
It looks like the St. Louis Arch.
Yes, I was just going to say, picture the St. Louis Arch, and a monolith in the middle standing there is your iPod.
Oh, it's an iPod device.
It's an iPod device. You provide the iPod, but Leo, you put your iPod in it. Then it turns your iPod into a clock radio. The other neat thing, Leo, is at the very top of it, this thing glows blue, but it has a little hidden LED at the top of the arch, so it bathes your LED in a blue light.
Your iPod is displayed.
Is displayed.
Yes.
And the entire arch is speakers, so when you play, it sort of... The sound, it's like they call it, I think, 360 sound. The sound is coming, emanating from the device, but everywhere.
Everywhere. You put your head in it, and it would be coming, it would be like taking a CAT scan and listening to the stereo at the same time.
And then you'd have to go to the doctor to get this removed because it's not quite big enough to get your head out of it.
Okay.
Right. You know what? Now that you've said that, I'm sure that the new boxes are going to have a sticker that says,
do not insert
your head.
I don't know why, but it's just, I see something like that, I just want to stick my head in it.
Stay your head in it. It's gotten you into more trouble. That's why I don't go to trade shows with you anymore. I go one booth ahead.
I say
to people, put this under the table, and they go, why? I said, Leo's coming and he's gonna stick his head in it.
Don't you, I mean, looking at this thing, it looks like a hat or a collar or something. I mean, it looks like you'd...
I'm not big on CAT scans.
Okay.
You know what? If you had a small cat, you could put your
cat
in.
It would be good it's like more like a rat scan than a CAT scan. It's pass a rodent through it.
Yeah,
it
is okay.
The opening isn't really much bigger than your iPod.
That's right. Well, it's about 2.5 inches all the way around.
Okay.
But you know, if we call a scanner company, we might sell that as a slogan. It's not big enough for a rat scan, but it's big enough
for a cat scan.
I don't know, for a cat scan. And we can get some more blazers.
It's all about the blazers, baby.
I have 40 blazers right now.
Yeah.
But
there's nothing like the official it makes its own gravy blazer.
It makes its own gravy blazer. I'm still waiting for mine.
Yeah,
I don't know. Leo said that
if we ever have a store and people are I know I'm disappointed so many people because we had planned to have a Twit store and I'm just over doing the podcast. It's all I can do to do the podcast. I haven't had time to really work on the store and I want to do it nice. If we do a store, I want to have things like GizWiz blazers in the store.
Oh, that's good.
I think. Can you imagine? It's kind of a burnt orange gravy colored kind of blazer with a big patch on it with your face, you know, your head like that drawing we've got. And then it says it makes its own gravy.
It's a fashion statement.
I think everybody'd want one.
I think that fashion statement is hell.
But I have a problem.
But it is a fashion statement.
So the JBL, back to the gadget.
Oh, okay, back to the JBL. So now
they make good speakers. I would imagine this would sound pretty. Does it sound pretty good?
It sounds better than you would expect from a device this size.
Right.
And you know, and they're also making the same device without the clock in it, which I think they're just calling the JBL on time.
Now, of course, it charges your iPod while the iPod's in there, and it's nice to have an alarm clock. I actually use my iPod this way with my Advent You know, I have those little Advent IM3 speakers.
Right.
And Alltech Lansing, not Advent, Alltech Lansing.
Yeah.
And so the iPod has a built-in alarm clock feature. So I just set the iPod to wake me up when I'm on the road. And that way you hear your own music. And I like that.
And then you plug, so you leave the little speakers on all night. So
yeah.
They're on,
and it just turns it on. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
the only problem with that is that, and I don't, you know, this is something that's going to become more and more of an issue. You know how some cell phones, I think they're GSM cell phones, and BlackBerries are really bad. While they're broadcasting, they send out enough radio interference so that you hear, bzz, 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 and it and for some reason my Alltech Lansings pick it up. If the phone is anywhere in the room, it's like it's broadcasting to these little speakers, and it drives me crazy. So I end up having to turn it off or down, and then the alarm clock doesn't wake me up, and that's why I've been late to work. Sorry.
You know what? I cannot sleep in a silent room, no matter yeah. where
Which
I...
Which is a lucky thing for somebody with your habit.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Yeah,
you've got things that beep, boop, blonk every 5 minutes.
I know. The other day I came in and something was beeping. My heart drops. But thank God most battery-operated devices stop after 1 minute. Because I have ringing bins.
Yeah.
Have you ever had ringing bins? I went to the doctor. The doctor said, this is very rare.
No
this
cure.
Is a rare case of ringing.
No, but I had that problem too. In fact, driving my wife crazy. Yesterday this happened, and we never did find out what it was. She said,
wife called me the other day and said, is something ringing in your apartment? I said, you must have sensitive hearing. You're 3,000 miles away. She said,
it drives her nuts. I feel so sorry for the poor one. She's finally gotten over the LEDs because there glows coming from every corner of the house because everything has an LED on it. But she's still a little sensitive to beeping, and I don't blame her, really, in the middle of the night.
Right.
We could not. There was something going beep, 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 and it wasn't doing it more than every minute or two. So it was very hard to find, and we never did find it.
And it just stopped?
Well, after a couple of days.
Is your house still standing there? Smoke alarm?
No, I mean, I know what that sound is, and I I can track those down. Wasn't a smoke alarm. I don't know what it was, but every item now in our lives does this, right? The battery gets low on your cordless phone, it beeps at you. Everything beeps at you, but they're not distinctive beeps. They don't say, hey, it's me over here, I'm the cordless phone, and I'm out of juice. It just goes beep, 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 like you know what that is.
You know what? That's an interesting thing if we could do distinctive beeping.
Well, I wish we would. We need a standard, a beep standard.
A beep standard.
Even if phones are one beep, watches are two beeps, clocks are three beeps, something.
And alarms are four beeps. That is a great idea. We kid a lot on the show, but that is a great idea.
Well, the problem is you and I are among the few people that know this is a problem.
Yeah, that's true.
Most other people have the same number of devices in their home.
That's right. That's true. Or they have, you know what it kills me is that, you know, that they always talk about the infinite resolution of TVs. Then you have people who have flat screen TVs, have never changed it one bit since they took it out of the box.
No, they just
whatever picture comes up, that's what they assume is perfect.
Yeah.
You know, so there are very, you're right, there are very
Not
few.
Not everybody is like us, Dick.
Like us.
How many people have beeping bins, after all?
Well, yeah. There is me and there's a guy in Germany.
No, his name is Beeping Bins.
Oh, Beeping Bin. Okay.
Beeping Bins.
Right, that's right. Okay, hang on. I'll register beepingbins.com. No, someone else can have that. Oh, by the way, the JBL system without the clock is called the JBL Radial.
Yeah, it wouldn't be on time because there's no clock.
Yeah, that's exactly.
The radial because it looks like the St. Louis Arch.
Like the St. Louis Arch. Right. And it also adds an AM/FM radio. We should add that so you can wake up to AM/FM. It does not come with the iPod. It's $300 as the Arch, that is the clock AM/FM clock radio, and $249 as the radial, which is just the Arch that plays your music. And
it's basically set as iPod speakers with a radio.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, glorious. And it also comes with audio auxiliary in. So if you don't have an iPod and you want to have this device, you can just plug in an MP3 player.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So. And make sure you keep it out of your bins. Otherwise, they'll beep.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exactly.
And make sure you visit gizwizbiz.com for the What the Heck Is It contest.
Win an autographed copy of the August issue of Mad Magazine with my seven-page, count them, seven-page takeoff on Superman.
Ooh.
Yeah. And remember, sign your entry and keep them short, folks.
But do come back tomorrow for another great edition of the Daily Giz Whiz. It makes its own gravy. It beeps and it spins. Tuvalu.
I'll be here. And I'll be here. Right. Soon there'll be no room for the podcast. It'll just be all intro and outro. We'll do our intros. I'll say, go to this website for the gadget of the day. I'll be here. Bye.
Well, I tell you, in about 100 podcasts, we're not even going to be speaking English. We'll have our own little code.
All right. Our twit language.
Twit language.
Twittage.
Oh, yes. That's what we're
saying. Twittage. Isn't that nice?
Yes. Another episode of Twittage.
Yeah. No, that's what we'll be speaking.
I'll be here.
Okay. No, Tuvalu. Oh, wait. I think. Wait. I'm in LA. We're on the wrong coast.
Oh no! Switch.